Okay, are you ready for the lightning round?
The lightning round.
Okay, well, maybe you haven't heard. It's now time for the lightning round. It's very difficult questions. First one, Shane, what is your favorite color?
Black.
Are you a cat, a dog, or a fish man?
None of the above. Is that an answer?
Ooh, okay, that's my first. Is there something I'm missing? Do you just not like pets?
I just don't like pets.
No pets. Okay, none. What about kids? Are kids cool?
Well, you know, kids are all right.
Okay, well, something.
I can work with kids.
Okay, what about blonde, brunette, ginger, or gray hair?
Brunette.
We just started adding the gray. I don't remember who wanted us to add it, but we started.
Oh, did you?
It's not a lot of people going for it.
Maybe a little while later. You talk to me about, 30 years.
Oh, 30. Okay. I'll put it on my calendar. Okay, so here's a musically related question. If you were to headline a show, where would you play? Who would you open up for?
Where would I play and who would I open up for? You know, if I was going to be opening, I wouldn't be headlining. But,
who would open up for you? Okay, you caught me. I said it wrong.
All right. Well, if I could play, I don't know where, it really doesn't matter, but, a band currently, I would say, back in the day, it would have been Pantera. I would have loved to, my band Doomsday out of New York, we opened up for Pantera once and it was awesome. And,
wow.
I would have liked to do that, with this band. That would have been a great thing to do. But obviously, without Dimebag around, with today's mix,
mm-hmm.
Mastodon would be a great band to play with.
Nice.
Bryce kind of introduced me to Mastodon. I hadn't really heard of them before Bryce brought them to my attention.
I like Mastodon. They're weird, and I like that.
Yeah.
That makes any sense. Wow, sure. So you opened up for Pantera at one point in your life, in your career?
Yeah, back in 93,
wow.
My band was called Doomsday, and I was in New York, and we opened up for Pantera. We were doing the after-show party at a local club where we were headlining the after-show party where they'd come in and do a kind of a meet-and-greet and sign some stuff and hang out. Well, Sacred Reich was supposed to open up for him at Palace Theater in Albany, New York. And the singer got strep throat, and since we were headlining the after show, they asked if we wanted to go ahead and open it up over at the Palace Theater, and so we did, and it was an awesome show. I think it was 2,600 people, sold out show.
Wow.
And then we, as soon as we got done playing, we got to watch a couple of songs of Pantera, and then we had to go over to the club, set up our stuff, and then, about halfway through our set, Pantera came in. They got 3 out of 4 of them, all but Phil got up with, we were a 5-piece band, so, Rex, Vinny, and Dimebag got up with our guys and played Seek and Destroy together, and it was a really once-in-a-lifetime experience. It was awesome.
Yeah, I would say so. That is awesome, man.